From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to a broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's broadcast, Dr. Cairns continues his ninth message in this series of studies in the book of Joshua. In chapter 3, verse 5, just before the crossing of the Jordan River, Joshua gave this command to the people, "Sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you." In a message entitled, "Holiness, the Expression of Faith in God's Promises," Dr. Cairns is reminding believers of God's call to personal holiness of life, a subject which receives all too little emphasis in this day. For the children of Israel standing on the border of Canaan, the call to holiness was in preparation for and anticipation of the moving and blessing of God, and it still is. The first thing Dr. Cairns stressed about this command was that it was given to God's people, not to sinners. It is the redeemed of the Lord who are called unto holiness of life. Failure to do so results in the forfeiture of God's blessing. Then, as we'll see today, this is a command to comprehensive holiness. Believers are to separate from sin in all its manifestations, both in their personal as well as in their public lives. Before coming to the message, Dr. Cairns takes a few minutes to warn against the sin that God hates above all others, the sin of pride.
Almost 90 years ago, God raised up a preacher in Northern Ireland whom he used mightily to bring revival to a country that was on the verge of civil war. That man's ministry took him to Australia and to America, where he spent many years doing a great work for God. And over the years that followed, he came back to Northern Ireland. And again he saw God move, and thousands of people were saved through his ministry. His name was W.P. Nicholson. Nicholson said some startling things. He spoke the language of the common people in an age that needed common people to hear the gospel in a way that they could understand. And one of his sayings was, "Pride was the sin that dug hell and damned the devil." Pride was the sin that dug hell and damned the devil. The Bible says, "Pride goeth before destruction." The Bible also says, "God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble." Now, there are many forms of pride. One of the worst forms and the most damning is that pride that will not allow a sinner to admit that he is a sinner. That pride that would have a sinner judge himself by other sinners and say, "Well, I'm not as bad as he is." Kind of pride that the Pharisee showed in the parable that the Savior told when he stood and prayed thus with himself, "I thank thee I am not as other men are, or even as this publican." The pride that allows a sinner to cover himself in his own self-righteousness and deny that he's such a bad person before God after all. I mentioned W.P. Nicholson there. In one of Nicholson's meetings, a very well-dressed woman from one of the upper strata of society came to his meetings, and she came to talk to the preacher. And as she pulled her furs around her, she asked him how she could be saved. When he told her how she could be saved, she looked at him in horror, and she said something like this, "You mean to say that for me to be saved, I must come the same way my servant girl came? You tell me that?" Well, as I've said, Nicholson spoke the common language, And he told her in no uncertain terms, that's exactly the way you have to come, and if you don't come that way, you will go to hell. It shocked her. It worried her. At first it offended her. But by the grace of God, the Holy Spirit smote her heart with conviction, stripped her of this wicked pride, and brought her to a place where she was willing to receive Christ on God's terms, willing to accept God's verdict in her. He looked beyond her furs and her finery, and he saw the filthiness of a heart that was unregenerate. She accepted God's verdict on herself. She accepted God's statement about his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. She accepted God's promise that if she would come to Christ, he would forgive her sin and save her soul. And so, confessing her sin, she came the same way her servant girl had come, and she passed from death unto life. Do not be guilty of the pride that denies that you're a sinner and you need a Savior. That pride will lead you to destruction. God will resist your pride and you as you hold it, but he will give grace to the humble. There is grace for every poor, self-confessed sinner who will come with no merit in himself and cast himself upon the merits and the mercy of Christ.
As you enjoy this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, we'd like to encourage you to obtain your copy of A Word in Season, the new devotional book by the Free Presbyterian Church. This volume will be an ideal companion for your daily Bible reading and prayer. In a beautiful hardcover edition, A Word in Season contains 366 clear, concise Bible studies on the major themes of Scripture concerning what it means to be a Christian. Each day it brings you a text of Scripture with a short study to edify and encourage you. At the back of the book is a section, Begin and End the Day with Scripture, which sets out a schedule of daily Bible readings designed to take you through the entire Bible once and the Psalms and the New Testament twice in 2 years. The title, A Word in Season, recognizes that we all face different situations and have different needs in our Christian walk. Whatever your season, youth or old age, sickness or health, happiness or sadness, blessing or bereavement, here are messages that will minister the truth of God's Word to your heart. The price is $20, which includes postage and handling. To obtain a copy of A Word in Season, you may email us at ltbs@freepress.org. That's ltbs@freepress.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. If you wish, you may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Supplies are limited, so obtain your copy of A Word in Season soon.
Am I speaking to a Christian born again of the Spirit of God, forever spoiled for the world? You cannot go the way you used to go, and yet you're not enjoying Christ. You're not living in the fullness of the blessing. You're in a sort of a dark no man's land. You're not of the world, but yet you're not enjoying Christ. Does this text not speak to you? The Lord is looking down. Oh, that my people had hearkened. Oh, that you would listen. Oh, that you would see that it's not unwillingness on the Lord's part that keeps you out of blessing. There is no necessity for you to be in that awful situation in which you are now repining. No, no. He said, I want to feed you with the finest of the wheat. I want to satisfy you with honey out of the rock. I want to bring sweetness into your life. I want to bring strength into your life. I want to lead you to victory over those enemies, those inward lusts, those outward foes, those temptations, the worldly forces that so defeat you now. I want to lead you into victory over those things. Sanctify yourselves. Sanctify yourselves. This is a command to God's people. And as is now clear, by this command, the Lord calls His people to what the old-time preachers used to call a comprehensive holiness. A comprehensive holiness. Not part-time holiness. Not a holiness that seeks to strike a deal with God and says, well, I don't do what I used to do. I'm not doing what I ought to do, but I'm not doing what I used to do. I've come part of the way. Is that not good enough? No. Sanctify yourselves means comprehensive holiness.
In Exodus 19:10, the Lord said unto Moses, "Go unto the people and sanctify them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes. Sanctify yourselves, wash the garments that have been stained by sin. Sanctify yourselves, take the defilement that you have contracted in the world and get it under the blood. Sanctify yourselves by washing your garments." In Joshua 7, he told Joshua in verse 13, "Up, sanctify the people and say, sanctify yourselves against tomorrow. For thus saith the Lord God, there is an accursed thing in the midst of thee, O Israel. Thou canst not stand before thine enemies until ye take the accursed thing from among you." What does sanctify yourselves mean, therefore? It means not only to wash your garments from visible and known stains and defilements, but it means to search out and to judge the hidden sin. Sanctify yourselves means that you come in to this, the very presence of God. You lay bare your heart to the all-seeing eye of your God. You say, "Lord, I'm no longer willing merely to pass for a holy man in the sight of others. I'm not satisfied anymore merely to have the outward appearance of cleanness with clean garments as far as people can see. But Lord, I want the inmost depths of my heart to be purged from the accursed thing." How many Achans are there among the people of God? How many of us take that accursed thing and hide it deep within our hearts? That's a sin to which human nature is peculiarly prone. You'll find in the days of Ezekiel, when great apostasy had swept over Israel, but they didn't want to believe that the judgment of God and the chastening hand of God was upon the nation. They were going through all the ritual of temple worship. They were carrying on as usual. And they were telling themselves, those who have been taken captive are coming back. We're coming into a day of glory. God is going to bless us. God is going to build us. Jeremiah said it's a lie. Get ready for a great captivity and a great judgment from God. Ezekiel wrote from Babylon, from among the captives, to confirm the message. They didn't want to hear it. Now, if you had gone to Jerusalem, what would you have seen? You'd have seen the priests decked out in all their regalia. You'd have seen the lambs being slaughtered, the blood being shed, the prayers being offered, the Bible being read, the Psalms being sung. God took Ezekiel and he led him into the secret chambers of imagery, and he showed him deep, deep within the people and deep within the temple, there was an accursed thing. Oh, we're so prone to that. Sanctify yourselves. Judge the hidden sin. This word is a very, very simple word. It is a word that calls us to separate from sin. Stop toying around with sin. Set no wicked thing before your eyes, and certainly get that wicked thing from out of the heart. Separate from sin. Now, what does separate mean? Remember when we used to talk to people back in Northern Ireland who were members of churches in the World Council of Churches, talking about Christians now. We'd say to them, the Bible says, "Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Come out from among them and be separate." And they would say, well, what does that mean? We used to mock them. Now, that's not unbiblical. Elijah did the same. But we mocked them, and we, through mockery, tried to make them see just how foolish and how sinfully foolish their position was. God says, touch not the unclean thing. What does it mean? Throw your arms around it. Embrace it. Cuddle it to your breast. Come out from among them and be separate. What does that mean? Sit down in committee with them. Be members of the same presbytery, the same synod. Join in the same church council. Get together in ecumenical evangelism. Is that what it means? Come off it. There's not a child that has any doubt as to what it means when God says, come out. He doesn't mean go in. When God says, touch not, he doesn't mean embrace. When God says, separate, he doesn't mean integrate. That's absolutely plain. And that's true still. And there are Christians who are still bolstering the system of the great apostasy, unwilling to separate completely from the wickedness of that sin. But there are millions more Christians who have separated from the great apostasy, but they have not separated from their sin on an ongoing basis. When the Lord says, sanctify yourselves, he says, separate. And that great portion and separation in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and into chapter 7 not only deals with separation from heathenism and from apostasy and false doctrine, it means to be separated in your own personal life. Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? Communion, or what communion hath light with darkness? What concord hath Christ with Belial? What part hath he that believeth with an infidel? What agreement hath the temple of God with idols? Now listen, ye are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them. I will be their God and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them. Be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. I'll be a father unto you. You'll be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Now, how does Paul sum it all up? Chapter 7, verse 1. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. What is the great fulfillment of the command of God to sanctify yourselves? What is the great pinnacle of separation? It is not to preen ourselves with pride, sitting in a fundamentalist or Bible-believing or Reformed church and fold our arms and say, thank God I'm not in Romanism. Thank God I'm not in apostate Protestantism. Thank God I'm not in the World Council of Churches. By the way, I do thank God I'm not in any of those things. I rejoice I'm not in any of those things. For there's not one of them worthy of the name of Christian. They're enemies of God. But that's not the pinnacle of separation. The pinnacle of separation is certainly be separate from those things, but cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh. Perfect, complete holiness in the fear of God. Oh, that, my friend, is sanctification that's called for here. And it means not only take a decision to be separate, it means keep yourself separate. This comes down to something very, very simple. Joshua was speaking to people who had sanctified themselves before, but they needed to renew it. There are many people, maybe even here this morning, and you can look back to a time when you were very careful about your walk with God. You were very careful about your times with prayer. You were very careful about the time over the open page of the Word of God. You were careful in your public testimony and in your private life. You separated. But the Bible says in Joshua 6:18, keep yourselves from the accursed thing. Keep yourselves from it. I have known people living in absolute misery and defeat, and they could look back and they could tell you where they were 10 years ago, what they experienced 20 years ago, how useful they were, how blessed they were. But today, later on, nowhere with God. Jude says in verse 21, keep yourselves in the love of God. Keep yourselves there. Separate yourselves unto the Lord and keep yourselves separate. This is an ongoing walk.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.